Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Straight down to business here. I think I can speak for both of us when I say we're still absolutely incensed the amount of you that are listening to this.
Yeah.
Two fists to you. Incensed, actually, with the amount of you that are listening to this for free, who just won't dip your hand in your pocket. Yeah. Okay, we don't have to do this. We don't have to chuck this muck out for free 10 minutes a week, but we do it, and you listen to it, and then, you know, we give you the option of jumping on our bandwagon, and the amount of you just won't do it is frankly staggering.
What are you spending your money on, you lot? I mean, £2, what will I buy you? Fuck all.
No, it won't get you nothing. It get you two plastic toys from the pound shop. Yeah, not even these days.
It is. I am so poor church mouse now because you won't contribute. My poor Margaret. You know she was a big fat old thing before.
Yes, I do. Was she before?
Before.
It was before all this started.
Well, we started doing this, and I started devoting time to this for free. She is so skinny now.
She's so sorry to hear.
Yeah, and I like to get hold of her before.
It's all like
grabbing hold of a bag of bones.
Well, you have stopped feeding her. That's up to you, but it's flabby skin. Yeah, she's got skin stretch, isn't she? She needs to go to Turkey and get it all sewn up.
Well, yeah. Currently, because I can't afford the heating, if she has a bath or something like that, she's. I hang her on the outside on the washing line, and all her bones all just go to the bottom. There's just a big.
She's happy with that, is she? Being hung on the line like that.
Well, she don't want to spend no money, so yeah, she is happy. But
and of course, you got rid of all the towels, didn't you? In the house.
Oh yeah.
They got burnt
because she had that infestation of them bed bugs.
The bed bugs is a big old thing these days. I had a bed bug in my. I had a great big bed bug in there. I was in there and I thought I was like lying in bed. I thought there's something crawling around in here with me, And I looked down there and there's this like bed bug. And it was just, you know, it was just sort of sat there. And on reflection now, because, you know, there's a big infestation about.
Yeah, yeah.
I've looked it up online and all the rest of it. And I was like, convinced it was a big old bed bug.
Go on.
Now, having looked online at what the bed bugs look like, I think this was actually a rat. I think I had a rat in there, and I had two or three rats in there, and they was hanging around my bed. But I thought at the time that's a bed bug, and if that isn't dealt with, I don't get the pest people in this, that's just going to get worse, you know. But of course, I didn't bother, and you know, and
sure enough,
it just you bit me in the head, put the end of my knob.
Oh God, that was awful. Was it the rat that bit the end of your knob or the bed bug? Rat
bit the end of my knob.
God.
Yeah, no. I mean, I shouldn't have been eating in bed, if I'm honest with you. I shouldn't have been doing that. And I should have shooed the thing away before it got anywhere near my knob. But of course, you get curious, don't you? And you go, I wonder where that's going to go, you know.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you've dropped a bit of sausage on the end of your knob, and then before you know it, it's just gone wallop, and it's just, when they got sharp teeth, them things.
Well,
yeah. This
is what happened with, you know, we had our pest, as you say, pest control. We'd come round and trap traps. The only thing I found that I could do to get these rats was to sit, you know, I'd sit in just by the
hole. By the hole. Yeah.
With a tiny bit of cheese just at the end of my knob in the little eye.
The only thing they respond to,
and I'd make the calling. Beep, 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 beep. Anyway, eventually, I see this little pink nose come out. He'd go for the bit of cheese at the end of my japs, right, and he'd have a nibble, and then Margaret would come with her Gardener's World annual, big thick old thing, and whack this bloody thing. I'd say, "Careful of my knob."
Don't let it get his teeth in there.
Don't hit, you know, Monty Don's book is all very well, but it's a huge book.
Huge. It's a tome.
I don't want that on my boss or my lob. You know, hit the rats, I said. Her eyesight's terrible. I said, I was all bruised. Of course, the rat's gone peek back in its little hole.
You're not quick. Yeah.
Not my knob, please.
Yeah. No, well, I had the same problem because I like you, I discovered the only thing they respond to.
Yes.
A bit of cheese there, just on the end of your knob.
Yeah.
And every morning I would pull my trousers and pants down and sit by the hole with my knob hanging on the floor with the cheese on it.
I remember.
Sometimes I'm there for hours, you know, looking around at the telly. Watching all the consumer affairs programs with Dominic Littlewood.
And I'm
sat there with my knob on the floor.
It would occasionally drop out, wouldn't you? Have to push it back up,
Then you hear here we go, and I've got a saucepan in my hand like that.
Because
I'm a single person, and you go, right, here he comes, right. And this thing like pokes its nose out of the hole like that, like sniffing around for the cheese, and goes, it scuttles across the floor, and it goes into the leg, has a little look there, onto the other leg, has a little look there,
works
its way up to the bowels area.
The bowels,
And it sinks its teeth, out of fashion, sinks its teeth into the cheese. And just as I'm about to bring the saucepan down on this thing, you can hear Dominic Littlewood on the television going, and he's like thrown me, and I've banged the saucepan down. The rat's long gone, and I've got it square on my balls, and I've squished them across the floor. Unfortunately, rat problem persists, and of course, I'm not going to get pest control people in if I can sort the problem out myself. Why would I? Why would I spend? You know, if I don't need to. The issue is squash balls. You know, if you get it wrong.
Very much.
I've
experimented with all sorts. So you mentioned a sausage earlier, you know.
I did mention that,
A little bit of cut sausage, just a little triangle sausage, just pop it up there, hang it out there. Not as effective as the cheese, I found. Sugar puffs.
I want
one of them whole. It's quite difficult getting it up there, but that will do it.
I had Leo Sayer in the end came round because I saw him in Kingdom of Sweets, and I said, I've got this problem with the rats. You know, he says, I know exactly how to get rid of them. He says, because I'm a one man band myself. He says, I says, how? He says, you pull your trousers and pants down and you sit on the floor like with your knob, and you put like stuff on your knob and they come out. Like, I'll go, yeah, I know that.
We know that. Yeah.
He says, oh, well, you know, he says, oh, I'm an expert at it. Yeah. I says, are you? He went, yeah, yeah, I've been doing it for years, right? Because he's lived with rats and that in some of the places he's lived, right?
Yeah.
So, okay, I says, he says, I'll come round and I'll do the first one for free for you. I says, okay.
generous, yeah.
I says, okay. Anyway, he comes round and sure enough, he sits, he knows what he's doing, but
yeah,
it was
that, yeah.
Because I don't know what sort of like floor arrangement he's got at home and where he sits or how he sits, but
yes,
pulls his pants and trousers off and he sits down and he puts the cheese on his knob. But because of the angle of his size, his knob wouldn't actually touch the floor. So he's like, he's only got this little thing.
Yeah.
So he's sat there and he's trying all these different angles to like, oh, no, I've got to get it on the floor. He says, I've got to get it on the floor. So he's like squishing around like this. And I'm going, and I'm coming over to him. I'm saying, is everything okay? He went, yeah, no, no, no problem. No problem.
Tetchy about it. I know what I'm doing.
Don't worry about it. I says, what's the issue? He says, nothing is the issue. I know exactly what I'm doing.
God, yeah.
I'm not saying you don't. He says, yeah. You know, I could see that he couldn't. His knob was too small to get on my floor, you know.
Yeah.
And I says, what if you lie down like sideways and like just sort of
poke it near the hole, yeah.
Yeah, poke it near the hole at 45 degrees, you know, like that. He says, yeah. I don't want to do it at 45 degrees, I can't get any purchase on the saucepan.
He says, who's the expert? You know.
Yeah, who's the expert? I says, well, you know, we all know this technique, Leo.
Yeah.
Anyway, in the end he says, I can't make this work, you know, he's sort of got very indignant, pulled his pants and trousers back up and he chucked the cheese at me and then he says, I'm going back to Kingdom of Sweets.
Well, we've got a fact sheet. Now, please,
we've got a fact sheet for that. We should have.
Please follow it properly. You will not get any purchase at 45 degrees. As you say with the thighs there, just lying there with it sticking up there. How do you expect the rat to get up the legs to get it? It's simple physics.
No.
You know?
Exactly. And he knew he was lost when he was trying to do that, when he was trying to, like, he's lying down like that at 45 degrees of the saucepan, and he's going, he's trying to stick a square peg in a round hole here.
Yeah, that's it.
I said, yeah, I know, mate, it really is, you know.
But the way to do it is like the plank, you know, the plank you get.
You've got to do it like the plank, but you've got to have a strong core for that.
You've got to have a strong core, but okay, it's the humane way to do it.
It is.
I've been in the gym a lot. You know, purely because of the rats. You see blokes doing it all the time in the gym.
Oh, I know. That's why they're doing it, you know, for the rat thing.
Doing it, you know, and you can't, I dare say, if you go to David Lloyd in the cantina, you can pick up, I think they've got a bag on the counter there. Cheese for knobs.
Pans and cheese. Yeah.
See how you go. Try different.
Yeah, you get on, try it. And if it doesn't work out, then try something else. But
one
that
size should have helped. It all. Right. Okay.
Should have helped some of you.
Okay.
You know where to come. www.patreon.com/Angelos and Barry. We can but try and entice you over. That's all we can do.
Just those two things. It's www.patreon.com/Angelos and Barry Show.
That's right.
Once you get in there, send off for our fact sheet, www.stick-a-piece-of-cheese/sausage-in-the-knob, in brackets, planking system.
As close to the hole as you can get.
.co.uk.
.co.uk.
All right, guys.
So good luck everyone.
Good luck. We've done our work for the week.
Done our bit. That's all we can do.
Get back to your proper jobs. Thank God someone's keeping
our work is done.
Our work is done. I might go out for a little walk now.
Well, all the creative juices are flowing now.
Yeah, good stuff. All right, guys. Take it easy, and for God's sake, keep them rats at bay. Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.